Praise listeners, we thank you for listening to our station 24/7, 365 with our great programming from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Melanie Pratt, the Lonnie Hunter Show, the James Fortune Show, William Becton, and Christopher Gray. These great personalities play gospel and inspirational music that's current and from the past, and we know you love it. Now, for those of you who love the preached word, WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 has four dynamic 30-minute blocks of programming, beginning Sundays at 6 a.m. with an inspirational variety show, Motivations with Gloria. 6:30 a.m. Life Changing Church with overseer Dorothy McGuire. 7 a.m. The Glory Has Come International Ministries with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King. And 7:30, The Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. That's 2 hours of preaching, teaching, and inspirational entertainment every Sunday morning just for you on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Welcome to a life-changing experience with overseer Dorothy McGuire, the pastor of Life Changing Church Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This broadcast is designed to renew minds and change lives through the Word of God. So let us join Overseer McGuire as she delivers us a transforming message.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Certainly today I want to talk to you from these scriptures, and I want to tell you, when all else fails, continue to pray until something happens. When all else fails, continue to pray until something happens. And the Holy Ghost gave me a whole nother title to add to this, and it said, "I've been provoked into my miracle." I was provoked into my miracle. Amen. So this year is a year of a clean start. Everybody gets happy about the beginning of the year. Everybody says New Year's, and everybody has all of these wonderful things that we want to do in the beginning of the year. And we all should begin something new and different this year. We shouldn't be caught up in the same stuff that was negative last year. It should be a year of positive thinking and results. Last year, you may have refused to accept some changes in your life. You know, sometimes things come in our life and we think it's going to be for the better, but we are a little scared to even try it. Amen. But this year, we plan to shift into a new visible dimension, something that's good in your life, and you see it coming. You need to shift over into it. You need somebody to just kind of shift yourself over. That's right. You just shifted yourself out of the stuff from last year into some new stuff this year. You know, you got to look at the devil and tell him straight in his face that, "Baby, you might have did something last year, but I got news. You ain't going to find me back in this year." You got to talk to the devil. You got to look him straight in his ugly face and tell him, "You may have messed up with me last year, but you ain't messing up with me this year." Amen. I just shifted myself into a whole nother place. I promise you the Lord will meet you wherever you are if you yield to him. I promise you that. And if you have lost time all these years, you still got time to catch up. Ain't God good? Sometimes I could kick myself for all the years that I lost messing up, losing stuff because I was messing up. And when I think about what I thought I was losing, when I look back, I lost nothing at all except good, valuable time. But I come to tell you today that the Lord is such a good God that he gives us time to catch up. If you don't yield to your old place, if you don't move to a new place this year, you're going to find yourself being recycled. It's just like putting old cans in a recycle bin. And before you know it, you're going to be right back where you were last year. But you got to make a shift. Tell somebody, "I'm going to shift." Yes, sir. The king is moving us from just going to church to understanding about kingdom building, about kingdom living. See, folk think just going to church means going to church, sitting down, hearing somebody tell you a word, get up and go back out and do the same stuff that we did last year and the year before. That's not what going to church means. Why is it? Because your church is here. You're taking your church every day with you. When you go to work, you're taking your church. When you go to the supermarket, the church. Hallelujah. But when you come in this building is coming together with people who like doing the same thing that you like to do. When I was out in the world and I was partying and having a good time, me and Elaine, we went places, and what did we do? We went around folk that we enjoyed drinking and partying and hanging out with. But when the Lord saved me and filled me, I enjoy hanging out with folk that are saved. Yes, learning about going to church, understanding that his kingdom, about his kingdom in our territory. He's bringing us into a place of rule. Christians ought to be ruling. We ought to have rule over everything. We shouldn't be the ones that's laying down, begging, scuffling, as the old folk used to say. We shouldn't be doing that. We are God's kids. We ought to have rule over the enemy. We ought to have rule over situations. Understanding that I got the power. The Bible says that when you receive power after you receive the Holy Ghost. So I got some power. So that's why I walk up with my head up. Folk can look at me if they want to and say, she thinks she all that. You tell them I am, and a bag of chips. I got two bag of chips going on because I got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost says when you receive it, you get power. Power to speak to demons. Power to speak over somebody's life and change it. You got power. Every one of you got power in here. It's not just set aside for the preacher. You got power. All you got to do is believe that thing. If you believe that God is, and if you believe that he's in your life and that he can work things out, speak it. Speak that thing into existence. Power. You have influence. There's some of us folk will follow us anywhere. Because why? We got influence over them. They believe us. They trust us. And that's how I follow God the same way, because I trust him like that. That's why I trust him. I'll go anywhere he tells me to go. I'll say whatever he tells me to say, because I trust him. And the Lord is bringing us into a place of rule. Glory to God. Chuck D. Pierce, I was reading some information the other day. Chuck D. Pierce is a prophet, and I began to read what he wrote from a paper called The Prophetic Edge. I'm sure you are very familiar with that prophet. And he wrote that he heard the Lord say to him, the confrontation of the enemy is at hand. That means the enemy is going to confront us this year. He's going to step right up in our face this year. Uh-huh. He also said, but you must be filled with praise in order to enter into the conflicts ahead. He said, when your conflicts arise, praise me, God is saying. And he says, I will assure you of the victory in the wars ahead. Tell somebody, I got some wars coming this year. You got some stuff getting ready to come out in your life this year. But God is saying to us, if you praise me through it, God said it ain't gonna feel good, but if you praise me through it instead of complaining through it, when you see things happening, when the rent ain't paid, when the bank account is falling, God is saying, praise me through it. Trust me. And y'all ain't hearing me this morning. Don't you know some stuff is getting ready to happen? You ain't seen nothing yet. That's why you got to know where your praise is. You got to know who you're trusting and who you're looking up to. because we ain't seen nothing yet. We think the stock market is bad. We haven't seen a thing yet. And we're looking to Obama for hope, but Obama can only do but so much. What I pray for is that he gets on his knees every morning and that he tells God to give him the wisdom. Obama's a man just like I am and you. I pray that he's got God in him. I pray that. Because some folk are looking at him. And so this year should be hot for us, filled with passion, so that we can conceive what God has for us, so we can birth it out. You got to be hot this year for some stuff. You've got to want some stuff this year. You know, you know how your passion, you know when you meet somebody and you're all hot for them and want them to be around you and you want to go out and have dinner. You got to be that way with the Lord this year. You got to take whatever it is that you want God to do for you and take it, and then you conceive it first. Put it in your belly and then tell God to show you how to birth that thing out. Don't you know that you can birth it? This year is the year of manifestation. I feel it in my spirit. I believe in everything that God promised to do here in this ministry, that it's going to happen. And I believe that God is sending people who want to do. I believe that God is sending people who ain't playing this year, that can get things done. I believe that God is sending people who don't mind praying. I believe that God is sending people who don't mind going out and evangelizing. I believe that God don't mind sending folk that will go out into the streets, put on our jeans and our sneakers, and go out and find the drunk, find the prostitute, find the drug addict, find them all and bring them up in this church. This is the house that I want it to be. They ain't got to look like you. They ain't got to smell like you. And they sure don't have to talk like you. But I trust you if you bring them in when God get through. I trust you if you bring them in this house. And when God gets through working on them. Hallelujah. Guarantee you there'll be a new walk. There'll be a new talk. Hallelujah. Because God is just that kind of a God. This year is a year to transform your mind so you can have a victory mentality and not defeat. Too many Christians walk around with a defeat mentality. Don't even make sense for me to even try to do it because it, no. You got to start out with a victory mentality. You are as you think. So as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you're walking around thinking you can't do it, no, you ain't going to do it. I don't have to see it, but I believe God. Walk around with victory in your mind. It's a year not to despise small beginnings. We are a small church right now. We're not a small ministry now. We're a big ministry because we do some stuff up in here that even some of your big churches don't do. Because some of the larger churches want to see the W-2 form first before they can do anything. Before they can come out and pray for you. Before they can visit you in the hospital. I need somebody to come visit me. But let me see if your name is on the roll. If they need prayer, it don't matter whether their name on the roll. Call up somebody and go see them. I'm going to send somebody out of this church. Am I going to send them? You're going to see about somebody that needs help. Ain't about your name being on the roll. It helps when your name is on the roll. But if your name ain't on it, that doesn't mean that you don't need somebody to come pray and lay hands on you. Expect bigger this year. Mm-hmm. Get ready to be sent. Get ready to be sent. Get ready to be, I hear God, be sent on your mission this year. Uh-huh. Expect bigger to come out of smaller this year. And I hear the Spirit of God saying, don't go by yourself. Wait and be sent. I hear God say, wait and be sent. See, sometimes we need a push to get into the place where we need to be. Sometimes it don't feel good, but sometimes we got to get provoked in order to make us get to where we need to be in our lifestyle. One of the things I tell you that when somebody pushes you, the opposition, when they push you, you get mad enough. It ought not make you fall. It ought to make you get up and say, I'll show them. One of the things, there's a commercial, I love that commercial, said never let them see you sweat. I don't care how bad things are getting, never let them see you sweat. Never let them know that it's getting to you. When they start asking, because folk sit back and wait for your demise. They get joy out of your demise. They get joy out of seeing you fall. So therefore, you don't have to let them see you sweat. I don't care how bad things are with me. I could be looking real bad down in the dumps. When I get through putting on me a little Mary Kay and a little bit of lipstick, and I walk out the door and put my head up in the air, and they say, how things going, Pastor? Oh, everything's wonderful. Never let them see you sweat. Not everybody's praying for you. Some of them are praying for your demise. And therefore, sometimes when they start picking at you and wanting you to follow, that ought to push you into your destiny. Some of us wouldn't even be in the places that we're in right now, our positive place, had it not been for that push or that being provoked. I know I've been pushed in a lot of stuff. One thing is I wouldn't be standing here if I hadn't have been provoked. This was a miracle when I got pushed into this situation. But the Lord said, because you think you don't need me, I'm going to show you something. He said, yeah, you might have Mercedes Benzes and Lexuses and all kind of cars and houses and fur coats and money in the bank. So you don't think you need me. Is that what you're telling me? Let me show you who's in charge. He's been calling me all the time. And because I wanted to stay out where I was. I don't care what nobody tell you, that mean old world, that old crazy, that old world of sin, it's a miserable life. Wasn't miserable, I was having a ball. It wasn't miserable to me. I was having fun. The problem was I was going to hell. And the problem was I wasn't having anything to show for the lifestyle that I was living. But now I've got eternal life that I'm looking forward to. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know I got somewhere I got to go now. And guess what? The Lord pushed me into this place. That's why I love him the way I do. I wasn't laying on my face seeking God. He came and grabbed me. He wouldn't let me rest until I did. Didn't let me sleep until I did. Didn't let me eat until I did. Took away a $100,000 a year job until I did. But I'm so glad he did. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he did. There's always one opposition in your life that's going to get your attention. What does it mean to be provoked? What is provocation? It means that is anything that incites you, is anything that excites and stimulates you. That could be somebody picking and teasing at you. That could be anything that's going to get your attention. It's called provoking. Some of us better be glad we got the Holy Ghost. I know they better be glad that I got it. Because there have been some folk. Honey, if I wasn't saved, they would have been to provoke me to knock them upside the head. But because I got Christ Jesus, there's a line that you won't step over. When you get ready, and you just walk away. You might get in your car and have to take a breathing treatment because you done held some stuff in. But you won't do it on them. When you get provoked, that means that folk have gotten to your last nerve. That means that you about ready to stop. That means that your antenna is up waving. And somebody needs to get out the way. It seems no matter how much you try to ignore the provoking, it still keeps coming back up. There are various areas that will provoke us to change. Number one is people. Number two are places. Number three are things. And number four are circumstances. All four of these things will cause you to change in your life. And at some point in your life, you're going to come in contact with four of these things that's going to provoke you into a place where there's going to be a positive change or a negative one. But you're going to hit it. We have to take a negative situation and make it positive. When you see something is about to be negative, you got to turn that thing around. You got to turn it around and make it work for you. How many of you would be off the limb if you had if you had laid in and waddled in your circumstances? How many of us, some of us would be crazy as a bed bug if we had to just lay there and waddle in stuff? How many of us would not be able to stand up today if you had to just laid in it? Oh, Lord. But you had to get up and dust yourself off. Wash your face. Fix yourself up. And take that negative situation and make something positive out of it. You got to do that. Then when you get up and dust yourself off, you take baby steps back. You may not be able to get all the way back at one time. I didn't get all the way back at one time, but I tell you what, when I started walking the right way, in the right direction, my baby steps, they started into young adult steps, and then they became full-grown woman steps, and then I got back to the place where God had intended for me to be in the first place, and then he gave me back the stuff that I lost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't even have to ask him for it. And I didn't have to compromise to get it. Everything that God has given me. Hallelujah. I don't have to live in a mansion to feel that I'm blessed. All I need is a nice little place to lay my head when it's 8 degrees outside. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed right there. I don't have to have a Mercedes Benz, although I'd like to have one. But I don't have to have it. As long as I got a car that I can get in there and they can put some gas in it and move on and get to where I need to be, I consider myself blessed. That's how the enemy get us down, to make us feel that we're less than who we are because we don't have some stuff the Joneses have. Don't know that we're already blessed. But don't you know that if you follow Christ Jesus, he'll give you the things. He'll give you the desires of your heart. And he'll give you some stuff that you didn't even ask for. The word of God has several situations that pushed or provoked certain people into their miracle. Let's start with 1 Samuel chapter 1 with Hannah, who struggled. She was a woman who struggled with her self-worth because she was unable to bear children. Some of us, we struggle with who we are because we are not able to do certain things that other people are. So therefore, we think that we're not who we say we are. I had to learn about that thing. So here is Hannah. Her husband had a second wife named Peninnah, who teased her, and on occasions she would throw the children up in her face because Hannah couldn't have any children. So because Peninnah wanted Samuel to like her better, she would tease her because she didn't have kids. So here Hannah was feeling her less than a woman because her womb had been shut up by God. But honey, it was only for a minute. Tell somebody, only for a minute. Don't you know some things are only shut up to you for a minute? Don't you know if God gave us some of the stuff right now, we wouldn't be able to handle it. But when God is ready for you to have it, can't no devil stop you from getting it. Her husband loved her, but she couldn't give him children. And one of the things about men is something about a man when they got that boy baby. When they got a little boy baby, they can have little girls and love them too, but that boy, something about that boy. And she could not give him any kids at all. And although she had prayed on many occasions to open up her womb, she became weary when she could not get pregnant. So here they would go up to a feast every year. And every year she would go up and she would pray to God to open up her womb so that she could give her husband's children. But how many of you know when it's time, it's time? On this year, Peniah was down there teasing her about the babies, and we're getting ready to go to the feast, and you don't have any kids, and I've got 100 of them. I'm paraphrasing that, of course. But this time when they were getting ready to go up to the feast, she made up her mind that I'm not going there to eat, drink, and be merry this time. When I go there this time, I'm going to get what I'm going for. Don't you know when you come to the house of God, you ought to come asking God to give you what you came for, not just to socialize, but I'm coming to get a new mindset. I'm coming for a healing. She said, the Bible said, on the way to the feast with her husband, she made up her mind that I'm going to, when I leave there this time, you're going to do something for me. God, you're going to move this time. She went to the temple, and the Bible says she prayed so hard that her lips only moved. And she was praying so till no sound would come out of her mouth. It was coming from her heart. I've done that too. I don't know about you, but I've been so upset that I would pray to God and I didn't even know what to say. I couldn't even come up with any words to say. I would just lay there on my face. But don't you know God knows what's in your heart?
Kingdom greetings, saints. This is Overseer Dorothy McGuire, Senior Pastor of Life Changing Church here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to personally thank you for tuning into the broadcast every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. and online every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. on praise100.com. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to purchase a copy of this sermon in its entirety, or seed into this radio ministry, please send your request and or donation to Life Changing Church Radio Ministry, 3208 Riley Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269. And if you are new to the city and looking for a life-changing experience, we invite you to visit with us for our 9:30 Sunday school and our 11 a.m. worship service, and on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our dynamic Bible study. So until the next time, be blessed, and again, thank you for listening.
Praise listeners, now you can listen to the Word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com and clicking on the podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you'll find 5 dynamic 30-minute programs designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain you. PraiseCharlotte.com 24/7, 365. With the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church, the Glory Has Come International Ministry broadcast with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King, the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Matthew L. Browning, the Life Changing Church broadcast with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, and Motivations with Gloria. We know you love the music we play. However, there are times when the word from a preacher or someone's testimony will get you through the day. So please log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and click the podcast tab.